Hi everyone, and welcome to another interview with a Joykeeper. And today is my great pleasure to welcome Paul Banker, who I have met on Facebook. What a miracle it is that we can do so. And let me start by introducing her before I welcome her. I welcome her here. So Paul is a story coach, and she's based in London, UK. And she helps fellow coaches be seen and heard through their stories. They do this through finding, owning, and sharing their stories safely and with clarity so that they can connect with their audience soulfully and create the impact and income they deserve. Love that. She is also an author and a speaker. And her book, My Cancer Journey, A Rendezvous with Myself, what a title, wow, has inspired thousands of people all over the world. And Paul believes that we can change the world through our story. And also listening to people's stories brings her joy. And joy is what we're going to talk about today. So welcome, Paul. I'm so glad that you could find time for this conversation. And I'm really looking forward to hearing more about your relationship with joy and your story.
Thank you, Helena. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So shall we dive right in? Because we have those three questions that we ask different leaders all over the world. So the first question, what is your first memory of joy?
What is my first memory of joy? Helena, my first memory of joy is actually a memory in which I see myself as a very grumpy kid. So when I was little, when my mom would play with me, she had this thing when she would say, oh, I'm going to come and bite your ears, or I'm going to come and chew your teeth. And I would turn grumpy like hell. So I have this memory wherein I'm sitting, I think we are sitting on our patio many years ago when we lived in a small town in a hilly area in the northern part of India. And she's doing this thing. I'm going to chew your ears and I'm going to eat away your cheeks. And I'm sitting there grumpy. And pushing her away, and she's having so much fun. Now, while I look grumpy in that imagery, I'm able to look back at this memory with so much joy. It fills my heart.
It is so sweet. It almost feels like being there. You know, I can really imagine that playful being together and the space for it. And the teasing, I love that. Thank you. I love this. So fast forward, here we are. And I imagine this might not be the way you are connecting with your joy today, or maybe it is, I don't know. What helps you connect with joy now?
Okay, so what helps me connect with joy? There is an essential ingredient that I have identified. If it is not there, there is no joy. Mm-hmm. And that is love. Mm-hmm. And I would say, in my case, there is no joy if there isn't love. Mm-hmm. And that applies to literally everything in my life. Mm-hmm. For example, if I'm finding joy in my relationship, that is because there's love in that relationship. And I can't be joyful in a relationship if there isn't any love. Mm-hmm. If I'm finding an experience joyful, then obviously I'm loving that experience. If I'm finding joy in what I do, obviously it means that I love what I do. So without love, there is no joy. That's the basic thing. But I've also identified that there are a few other factors that help me find that joy mm-hmm. at a very practical level. And the first thing that comes to my mind is balance. So I'm somebody who looks for balance in everything in my life. An example is I love travel. I love traveling. And while I enjoy it, I'm not somebody who can travel for 6 months or a year or two years, even for a month. 3 weeks, that's my tops up. And then I just want to come back home because then I want to have different kinds of joys. I want to have the joy of sleeping in my own bed, cooking a meal from the scratch in my own kitchen, and having that personal space. I want those joys. So balance is one thing that is important to me, and it helps me connect with joy. The second thing that comes to my mind is space. So I'm somebody who likes to be there for other people. I like it when other people are there for me, but I still like space in mm-hmm. all our relationships. I don't like people stepping on each other's toes, and mm-hmm. I don't want others doing it to me. I don't want to do it to others, because when everything is cramped, there isn't enough space, and then we start resenting things and experiences and people, and that disconnects us from joy. The third thing that comes to my mind is my contribution to this world. So what am I contributing to this world? What is the legacy that I am building? That's something very, very important to me. And if I find myself in a place or a phase of life where I feel that I'm not making that contribution, I'm not living meaningfully, then it completely disconnects me from joy, because this is a core value. For me, this is something that I've picked up from my family and have carried it forward. It's really, really important for me. Mm-hmm. And the final thing that comes to my mind that connects me with joy is my ability to do well in my work. Now, when I say work, I recognize that the work that I do is more than the money it brings in. And I would say money is very, very important, because it enables me to invest in myself, have all these wonderful experiences, enjoy life, go through life with ease. And work is also important because it helps me contribute as a coach and make a real difference and fulfill my need to make a difference in this world. So work is a tool, work is a vehicle that helps me achieve more. Mm-hmm. So I would say these are some of the things that help me connect with joy.
Oh, that is so inspiring. Wow. There's such a wholeness to this picture. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And I'm I feel like asking a little more into it, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So because the first picture you've shared of your mother teasing, and that was a picture of love, right? And joy, and it is so absolutely fundamental what you say, that love and joy are intertwined and one cannot exist without the other. The question I have, because we all have stories, and this is your thing, is so have you been in touch with that space of love and joy all the way since childhood and until now, or has it been a journey with some new discoveries? Could you share a little bit about that?
I would say I'm somebody who had a secure childhood the first 5 years, 7 years, or probably up to 8 or 9 years. It was pretty secure. We didn't have too much money. We were a family of humble means, but we had enough. We always had enough food, good food, and we always had a roof over our heads. And that was something very, very important. We did get into a place wherein we got disconnected from that joy, because when we were growing up, then we had all these big goals and get into college, uni, get a good job. You know, the whole chasing of goals. And I would say it was that focus that we had on our goals. That focus brought us where we are. And the lifestyle that we have and the success we have is a direct end result of that. But what really happened was, while we were so focused on those goals, we kind of lost track of the journey that we were on as a family. And so we became this is my view, and I'm speaking from my experience here, that we were so focused on the goals and we got there, but we forgot to have fun.
Yeah.
When we got there, we, through the life experiences, we understood that this is what had happened. And then we had the opportunity to come back to joy once again. Mm. And And yes, life facilitated that through some amazing experiences, good experiences, and others through not so good experiences. Mm. Eventually, I think we came back to that joy again.
Mm. That is, you know, you say that it is your perspective, and in that way it sounds subjective, and at the same time it is such a universal truth, I think, also for our culture, right? That there are so many people that are so, for all kinds of good reasons, are so goal focused, and they actually lose sense of joy and sense of love. So thank you for that important reminder, and also, you know, that whole journey. And I know it's a long and rich journey. I've heard some of the things you've been sharing. You are being very generous with the videos you share in your group. So I'm kind of not sure, you know, where to ask next time. So I will leave it to you. What else would you like to share about joy and your relationship with it, or what message you have for us in that regard? What comes to mind?
I would like to share a couple of things. The first thing I would say is it's important for every person to find out what's important to them and pursue that, live that, whatever that means, mm-hmm. unapologetically, and really live what is important to you, whether it's an experience, whether it's a relationship, whether it's something you want to do for yourself. Because what we don't want is we don't want to go through this thing called life with regrets while we are still here. And when it is time for us to leave this planet, because everybody leaves this planet, I think it's a shame that so many people leave this planet with regrets. So don't have any regrets. That's the first thing. So find out what's important to you and pursue that. There is obviously a little bit of caution that I would like to share here. Mm-hmm. When you're pursuing things that you feel make you happy or joyful, just be mindful whether they are good for you or not, because when we are in that moment, we can have habits or we can have stories that are not really good for us as well as for others, because what we don't want is only focus on ourselves and forget about everyone else. We don't want to do that. So whether it's good for us and good for others, at a very, what you say, overall level, obviously. And the final thing I would want to say is joy is something that you've got to find for yourself. No one can do it for you. No one can find joy for me. No one can do it for me. If I choose to be miserable, despite of whatever I have in my life or don't, it is going to impact me according to how I choose it. Nobody can take away joy from me. Nobody can give it to me. People can facilitate, people can hinder because of how we interpret our experiences with them, of them, but nobody can do it for us. Mm. So it's our ownership to find joy in our own life.
That is so wise, so important. One last question. So, because you are the story expert, so would you say there's a way of finding our joy through stories or through our relationship with our own story? Is there a connection there?
Yes, there is a very strong relationship between stories and joy. Mm-hmm. Because when we explore our story, and I like to use the phrase explore our story, because we all have stories. Our stories are sum total of our life experiences. And because we are alive, it means we have a story. So when we explore that story, we are able to look back at the life that we have lived, and we are able to see and appreciate the journey that we have been on. And some of it may not be good, some of it may be challenging, but there would have been some lessons that we would have learned, and they would have helped us become who we are and help us arrive where we are, and they can help us set the course for the rest of our life. So when we appreciate the journey that we are on and the lessons that we have gleaned, it can fill us with joy. So yes, there is a direct one-on-one correlation between the two.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing this. I really find it inspiring. I know our listeners will too. And I invite everyone to check out Parul's work. There's so much more there. And thank you again for your wisdom, your love, and your joy, Parul, and for sharing it with us.
Thank you for having me, Helena. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.